On the line with us, Jeff Myers, music critic from the Buffalo News. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, man?
I'm doing just fine, and I'm glad to hear that you and your family are doing well also. You know, Jeff, you're a very active individual as a music critic. You get this perception based on your articles and your social media that if you're not out covering a show at night, you're maybe out playing every night. Obviously, life has come to a little bit of a change here. What's activity been like for you in recent days?
Wow, you hit it on the head for about 30 years. I mean, that has been my life, you know, completely. That and family, you know. And all of a sudden, that has radically changed. I've been working at home for, over a week, you know, every day. And that part is fine. I mean, I've always been able to work remotely. That isn't really a problem. But, you know, I mean, the news, the Buffalo newsroom basically emptied, and we're all working remotely and really trying to cover what's happening in Western New York during this crisis from wherever we are. And that part's been going well.
Go
ahead.
I just want to get into that because, I mean, you obviously are very connected with the music community here in Western New York, the arts community for that matter. What about that? What are you hearing from members of the music community who, you know, normally are maybe out playing several times a week? This is their livelihood in many cases. What about some of those folks? What are you hearing?
Well, people are struggling, but it's a lot like the food service industry, the restaurants. There's a lot of people who don't have a safety net who all of a sudden have found themselves basically out of work. But part of the reason I chose to live in Buffalo all those 30 years ago to move here was because I was blown away by the kind of resiliency of the people in this music community, and they're totally displaying that now. Pretty much right away, people moved to kind of performing virtual gigs. In other words, they're streaming their shows either from their homes or from, you know, maybe an empty rehearsal space or even a club in some cases with no patrons in it, but performing live for a digital audience and trying to get basically digital tips. You know, people can pay them via Venmo. And I don't have a huge handle on how well it's working financially yet, but my wife and I here in quarantine have been, you know, really watching a lot of these, and, you know, we'll give tips. And I think if everyone's doing that, then I think these people are getting a little bit of help. You know, well, these people are us, really. It's not
right.
Any other. And then there's things like Band Together Buffalo, which is a service that is trying to basically assemble a bank so that people can perform and get paid digitally. And the response has been pretty, like, just mind-blowing very quickly. So, yeah, that's Buffalo. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there now who maybe we take a little bit for granted until all of a sudden they're not there for us, you know. So it's nice to see people really actually caring. And I think this sort of digital thing is going to be the reality for a while.
And hopefully you can keep us in touch with that so we can make sure that we keep our listeners in touch as well. And, you know, and finally, Jeff, another thing about you, again, it's a little bit of perception. You can dissuade me if you want, but if you're not listening to music, you're not breathing. You've probably been listening a lot. Anything catch you as particularly profound in these recent days or poignant?
Yeah, and I don't want to sound at all morbid, but I've been one of my first reactions was to go back to some of, you know, the icons that we've lost over the past few years. And whatever reason, I kind of took some solace in communicating with them through music, whether it was David Bowie or Prince, Neil Peart from Rush, who just died. I've listened to their music, and it's been kind of comforting. But then, you know, we listened to, like, my wife and I, while we were working at home, we listened to kind of like about a 6-hour binge of Tame Impala, the band. And it was kind of uplifting. I've been staying away from some things that are maybe a little close to the bone right now, you know, a little too ruminative, or maybe even kind of, you know, I'm not listening to Elliot Smith or Nick Drake right now. I'm going for things that maybe are making me feel a little bit more positive, that you like Bob Marley, you know, if there's a great example, everything's going to be all right. You know,
nice.
Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
But you are correct, Jay, that if I'm awake, music is on. and as I posted on social media, I've been getting reacquainted with my vinyl collection in a way that I hadn't had the luxury to do for a while. And also, I have a studio here in the house, so I'm playing a lot of music, too. And that's helping me, with my wife, too. And it's helping us stay connected with our son, who's in Los Angeles working as a musician and stuck there. And we'll, you know, we'll communicate, you know, via Facebook Live or via Skype, et cetera. And he'll play music to us while we're, you know, we'll do it back and forth. There are ways to kind of keep us together. And music has always been one of them. And boy, are we leaning on it right now.
Jeff Myers, good words for us this morning. I knew you'd come through, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jay. You take care of yourself and keep in touch, man.
We will do that. Thank you, Jeff.